Good morning. A wide variety of temperatures this morning across interior New York and New England, with some places going back into the 30s while others staying in the 40s and even some 50s out there as that mild air from yesterday hangs on in spots with an increasing south-southwest wind. High pressure will keep it dry today with a good amount of sunshine. We'll have another warm one with a southwest wind at times up to 15 to 20 miles per hour, pushing temperatures up into the middle and upper 60s in most areas by late day. Clouds will be on the increase, though, later this afternoon and especially this evening, as a front will approach from the Great Lakes. It should stay dry through the evening, with showers developing during the middle of the evening and overnight across the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, and that wet weather will spread east throughout the rest of the region during the overnight period. Overnight lows will drop back into the 40s largely as that cold front makes its way through the region by first thing tomorrow morning. With the front overhead tomorrow, the first part of the day will be wet with leftover showers, but gradually from west to east we'll have a drying trend. With increasing sunshine during the afternoon, we'll develop a northwest breeze. Now, behind the front, temperatures will be sharply colder and only make it back into the middle and upper 40s for afternoon highs, so a big difference from today. On Wednesday, we'll go back to full sunshine with high pressure in control, but it'll still be chilly, with readings only making it to the mid-40s. Quiet weather for the rest of the work week and the weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds for both Thursday and Friday. Highs will be in the middle to upper 40s, and plenty of sunshine the way it looks right now for Saturday and Sunday, and highs will climb into the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms will continue along that potent cold front, making its way eastward across the central United States. Conditions will quickly cool behind the front, and rain could change over to snow in spots before ending across portions of the Great Lakes and Midwest. Temperatures behind the front are 20 to 40 degrees colder than ahead of it, with readings plummeting into the 20s in the lower plains. Meanwhile, there are winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories out for parts of the Northern Rockies and Cascades of Washington. Snowfall totals could reach up to a foot along the east slopes of the Washington Cascades. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Provo, Utah at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Melilla, Spain at 11 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 11 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Leon, Iowa. The 62-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 2000 by 11 degrees. There were 16 daily record lows at Ennis, Montana. It was 14 below zero, and this is 10 degrees colder than the old record set in 1940. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility, partly cloudy skies and 45 degrees, with a southwest wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 44, 83% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.37 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Alice and Kingsville Naval Air Station, both in Texas, to a low of 18 below zero at Farson, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, Boston, sunny, windy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 64 degrees, the low 42. The average temperature, 53. That's 12 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday for the month, 0.05 of an inch, which is 1.17 inches below normal. And 32.12 inches for the year, which is 2.23 inches of rain below normal. There were 12 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 269, that's 25 above normal, and 755 for the season, which is 134 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low 33, the record high 68 set in 1909, and the record low 15 in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m., sunset this evening 4:35 p.m., 9 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and quite mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds and breezy with rain moving in overnight tonight with lows in the 40s, although back into the 30s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today with highs in the upper 60s. Increasing clouds and breezy with rain moving in overnight tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Increasing clouds and breezy with rain moving in tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today with highs in the mid 60s. Increasing clouds and breezy with rain moving in overnight tonight and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Increasing clouds and breezy with rain moving in overnight tonight and lows in the mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow morning, showers giving way to some sun, breezy turning much cooler with highs in the middle to upper 40s. Sunny but much cooler on Wednesday, mid-40s, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s for both Thursday and Friday, and a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday and Sunday with highs reaching into the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.